You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Monday morning, May 5th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, on the Civic Media app, watching us on YouTube or Facebook, listening later by podcast. We thank you for starting your day and your week right here. I got a question for you. There are many different signs of spring, melting snow, baseball season, the fishing opener. What's one that is personally one of your favorite markers that spring is really back? I got to experience a couple of mine yesterday, putting up the hammock for the first time and just kicking back there for a little while, swinging alongside the lake and switching the Jeep from the hard top over to the soft top and dropping the top and going for a ride. And it's just sunny and gorgeous. And that is, if that doesn't say spring, I don't know what else does. You know what else does? Playoff hockey. I'm going to talk more about that coming up in just a bit. But coming up on the program this morning, my goodness, so much stuff. We're going to be evaluating some comments made over the weekend by Josh Shulman, the first official Republican candidate in the 2026 race for governor. We will be talking to another candidate for Congress. Laura Benjamin is the third and most recent candidate to announce a run for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District against Derek Van Orden. We'll talk to Up North News reporter Selena Heller, introducing us to a drag performer who is encouraged at some of the increased representation of the LGBTQ community in the Wisconsin legislature, even as the attacks wrap up from the far right section of the legislature. On this National Great Lakes Awareness Day, we'll talk to Janine Sonoda of the Wisconsin chapter of the Sierra Club about a project designed to set a world record as part of their effort to demonstrate public opposition to the Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline up north. We'll also visit with Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign about their upcoming anniversary, 30 years of exposing money in politics and other ways the system is being rigged against regular folks. And so much more still to come today. And of course, along the way, you can join the show too. 855-75-CIVIC is the phone number. 855-752-4842. Joe and Superior on the text line. Smelting season, or smelting season, depending on your preference. Yes, very much an indication. Let's see. For Alicia, it's seeing the beginnings of sunrise at 4 a.m. and hearing the birds on my way out of the house at 3:30. Yes. Most definitely, Alicia. I love taking the garbage out this morning, and it was just a hint of light in the horizon there. And just hearing the birds already going at it was just great. Along with the phone number, you can text your comments, as Joe and Superior did. Text them to 855-75-CIVIC, or you can also use the Civic Media app, or you can use Facebook or YouTube and put something in the comments section. We may see it right there. Temperatures around the state for the bus stop at 6 a.m. look like this. It's 45 here in Chippewa Falls and in Hayward. Amory's at 52. Wausau, 46. Wisconsin Rapids, 45. La Crosse is at 52. Green Bay, 48. Madison is at 45 right now. And in the Milwaukee area, it is 48 degrees. And at Radio Park is where we find one Greg Bach, one hard-working weekend man who gets so precious little time to rest and recharge the batteries, but that's what Sunday is supposed to be for. Mr. Bach, good morning. Is that what Sunday was used for?
No. No, I had, so I went to, we, so in broadcasting had their their big awards ceremony this past Saturday.
Big banquet for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And how many WBA awards did we rack up here?
Civic Media took home 11 first place awards and placed in, I think, 27 other categories.
No, I meant here. I mean,
our show?
We're
awarded officially number one in everyone's heart. So
there we go. Yes, yes. It should explain the WBAs are for like the good shows
that put stuff out there. Shut up. Knock it off. Stop talking like that. I don't like it.
Middle school principals will get on the intercom and make announcements.
Dude.
Okay? They're more likely to get a WBA.
You know what? I don't like
that we've got going on over here.
Whatever. Okay.
But I loved seeing the photos from the, was it in Madison or Milwaukee?
Where, it was in Madison.
Was the banquet?
It was in Madison. Yeah.
All right.
I wish it was in Milwaukee. Oh.
Maggie Dawn was up here in the Chippewa Valley speaking to the Eau Claire County Democratic Party annual dinner. Mm-hmm. I introduced her. Great to see folks there. I loved collecting a little love for everything on Civic Media. And then she says, you'll have to excuse me. I can't stick around. I got to get right down to the WBA banquet. And sure enough, there I see her on social media not long after that. I'm sure breaking no speed limits, but getting there to get some to get a couple of awards for her show as well.
Well, she took home two first place awards. She also walked into the building as everything ended. So she had a long
night. So she really didn't break any speed limits. That's good.
But it was all, I mean, it was a lot of driving for her, I'm sure. So, but it was a good night. And it was also, I mean, it was interesting to see the awards. It was interesting to see other stations and what they present and all those things. But it was also wonderful to finally meet people who work with me but don't work next to me. So it was a fun night. But it was a fairly tame night for me. I did not imbibe any alcohol. I did not. I was in bed by 10:15 or 10:30, and because I had to be up. I had a meeting in the morning and had to get driving back to southeastern Wisconsin. So it was a fun night. But Sunday was a lot of. But finally, at 6 o'clock, kicked back, me and my dog, just watching TV, enjoying the evening. Yep, my pumpers.
Good. I did not stay late at the dinner Saturday night either, as I had to get home and take that at home sleep test. I got an F.
Good.
Yay me.
Honestly,
at 2:45.
Yeah.
Having still not fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I took the little electrodes and everything off. It's because clearly I was in my own head. Insomnia had fully kicked in. Okay. And after lying there for 5 hours, I was like, I'm not falling asleep.
Okay.
You know, so I took that off and thought I'd fall asleep right away. No, didn't fall asleep till about 4 a.m. Normally when I wake up.
Dude.
So, yeah. So yesterday was a little slow.
Yeah.
But still got to, we like I said, we took the top down on the Jeep. We helped Sherry mopped all the hardwood floors around the house, and that was a bunch of sweeping and moving furniture and things.
Yeah,
we got to watch some bald eagles flying above us along the Chippewa River, which was really fun.
America.
Sitting at the Mallard, sitting up there at the Mallard Resort with friends. Everything, there were no complaints here, other than getting that F on the sleep test. But hey, maybe I'll do a do over at some point.
Well, you're gonna have to. I mean.
I guess if
Pat,
if I'm gonna,
this is happening.
Okay. So
I will talk to your wife.
Let's see, what else do I have? The weekend newsletter went out, of course, on Sunday mornings, and we threw a bit of a rhetorical grenade, if you will, in there, saying that look, this newsletter on Sunday mornings, it's all about politics by and large, but let's go off board. Let's throw out a question of the week that it's sports adjacent. You don't have to know sports to have an opinion on this one. Is it time to trade Giannis? Yes or no? Yeah, that's right. See, that elicited some responses. And you can as well. You can sign up for our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe up in the top banner. But of course, you can also, if you want to weigh on this, you can text it today. You can put it in the comment section. Or, of course, you can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Because, again, I just loved Dan Schaefer's reaction last week after the Bucks were eliminated. I said, Dan, is it straight? Nope. Nope. La, 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 la. Don't want to hear it. No, not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it. So let's see. I mentioned sinus ring, playoff hockey. Oh, playoff hockey. Okay, so this is for the pros now. College season's done. Go okay. Broncos, Western Michigan, your national champions. But for the NHL, I still have a soft spot in my heart for teams from Canada because it seems like the Stanley Cup hasn't been won by a team from Canada in a very, very long time. And I would, you know, I would like to see that again. And so there's the Winnipeg Jets, and they were playing the St. Louis Blues. Game 7 up in Winnipeg. And when I tuned out, because obviously I needed to catch up on sleep last night, but St. Louis was up 2-0, and I didn't really think anything of it. I thought, well, Winnipeg's probably going to get eliminated. And sometimes the best part of my day is a little after 4 in the morning, sitting there with my bowl of Special K and going through my phone and seeing highlights and seeing the way the caption reads. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I got to look at this. And sure enough, Winnipeg, with an empty net, an extra attacker, scored with 1.6 seconds left to send the game to overtime.
Nice.
And then in double overtime, got the winning goal and advanced in the NHL playoffs. And that's not just the crowd. Watching the crowd, a hockey crowd is amazing.
Yes.
Especially when you get a goal at, like, you're 1.6 seconds away from losing.
Yeah.
And you tie. But it's not just that crowd going wild. Then they show some scene, and you see this more frequently all the time, like the Deer District, people outside the arena.
Yeah.
Because all kinds of people still amass in the streets. And to watch them just go crazy is just so fun. I just take joy in their joy that, you know, I don't have a team that's in there.
Yeah.
So I love seeing them so happy.
I love... Hold on one second. My computer's like, you want to restart? I'm like, no, I don't want to restart.
Did I tell you, I now have an alarm on Monday mornings at 5:25.
Mm-hmm.
I shut everything down and log out and log into everything because I've had that happen so
That's
much
right.
where Google goes, oh, are you trying to start your work day?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't.
Do you want me to ruin this entire broadcast? Would you like to restart?
Yeah.
No, I miss hockey. My wife and I miss hockey. My wife got me into hockey, and we were big Blackhawks fans. And after the big Blackhawks scandal, we were kind of like, you know what? This doesn't feel good anymore. And so we always talk about hockey, and we wish we had a team closer. And I think maybe we'll start, like, I'm going to see if she wants to just pick a new team. You know,
there you go. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe the Winnipeg Jets.
Maybe the Winnipeg Jets.
You know, just even further away than Chicago.
Yes, there you go. There was sports closer to home. Freddy Peralta pitched 6 sharp innings, and I was afraid it was going to go for naught after losing those first 2 games to the Cubs. But the Brewers finally figured out how to string together some hits and score some runs, and they beat the Cubs 4-0. Freddy struck out 7 and lowered his ERA, get this, to 2.18. So the Cubs still take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers, but the Brewers stay home. They will host the Houston Astros today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And then they head back on the road to Tampa and to Cleveland at the end of the week. But they've got baseball at American Family Field Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, starting at 6:05 tonight at WRCE in Cleveland, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. So there's where you go. If you're in those areas, tune in to your local Civic Media station. When we come back, we're going to play back some comments from the Washington County executive, who is now a Republican candidate for governor, and evaluate what he had to say. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thank you for making this place to spend a part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlaw, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. It is just about 6:23 on this Monday morning. Appreciate everybody's input on everything here. Alicia tells me the sleep test is required. Pat, you'd have to do that. She says she's been partial to the Red Wings since watching them in the Stanley Cup in 2002. And for college hockey, stays loyal to the Michigan Tech Huskies. So again, thanks for all the comments on social media and also through the text line. Appreciate getting all those as well. I'm not going to dwell a lot on national headlines today, other than to call out, I'm going to do NBC Nightly News last evening. Their big banner headline on the screen was "Exclusive Interview with President Trump." Not "Trump says unconstitutional things." You know, "Trump says he doesn't know if he backs due process rights." And all I would say again is this isn't even a Joe Biden thing or a Democratic Republican thing. Imagine if George W. Bush during the Iraq War said, I don't know if I believe in due process. And if he said, well, you have to talk to the lawyers about those things. I mean, the story then is president lacks a basic knowledge of American civics. But again, we got an exclusive interview on Meet the Press, so we've got to tout that it's an exclusive interview, as opposed to actually paying attention to the words. That's what we do here. We pay attention to the words. And so here on radio, we're going to be playing the words of Josh Shulman, the Washington County executive. Now, if you were to look at the full report, as done, as always, extremely well by Charles Benson over at TMJ4 in Milwaukee, you'd hear some great questions. You'd see the chickens on his farm and the lavender and all of that. That's fine. That's a good personal profile. But I'm going to play for you just 40 seconds. It's four different answers to questions, and then we're going to talk about each one of them on the other side. But here, in 40 seconds or so, here are four different answers that kind of outline his outlook toward being governor, where he talks about Washington County and answers questions from Charles Benson.
Well, I think Wisconsin needs a new governor.
Why?
Listen, the last 6 years, I think Wisconsin has found itself in a worse off position in many ways. We've made significant investments. Public safety, we've seen significant investments there. Our county highways are fully funded through 2060 without raising taxes. Mental health services, election integrity, economic development, I could go on. And I think you need to start with the people's priorities, identifying what those are. Over the next 18 months, it's exactly what I intend to do. I give President Trump a lot of credit. I'm very excited for what he is working towards right now. And that is completely resetting the table, getting the focus back on the trading of goods and services and putting America first.
Putting America first. Again, Josh Shulman. All right, well, let's look at these statements that he's made. The first off, of course, is not true on its face, that saying that, well, we need a new governor because the last 6 years, we're in a worse off position. Wisconsin's recovery from the pandemic led the nation. And the only reason Wisconsin continues to have a strong economy is having Governor Evers there to veto away the worst ideas that come out of the legislature, like taxing, cutting taxes just for the very rich. It would be not having Governor Evers there for these last 6 years that would have put Wisconsin in a far worse position if we had had another term of Scott Walker, or if we would have had Tim Michels in as governor. And now we've got a candidate who's sounding exactly like Tim Michels and exactly like Eric Hovde. And he talks about his county, Washington County, being able to fully fund its priorities, being able to fully fund its roads and things. And yeah, that's a pretty nice thing for an affluent suburban county to have. And remember, a big reason for that affluence, whether you like the big, scary city of Milwaukee or not, it is the hub of this state's economic engine. And you can trash talk it all day long, but that's where the jobs are, where your folks are going and getting a paycheck and bringing it back. And that's the reason you have the funds to make sure that you can have roads and all the nicest schools. Whereas if you heard us last week talking about Milwaukee Public Schools, four of those buildings they're using are still from the 1800s. He talked about identifying people's priorities, and I would like to take him at his word. And so what would have been helpful is if he had said, we want to identify people's priorities like extending Medicaid to more families, like extending postpartum care to new moms, like continuing to defend non-gerrymandered maps, like investing in public education, like fixing the immense gap in funding special education between public schools versus private schools in the state. So if he's going to talk about identifying people's priorities, if the very next sentence is about either taxes or regulations, you will know that Josh Omen is not a serious candidate for governor. Because people's priorities, you ask any of them, they're not going to tell you regulations the first time, the things that protect them as consumers or protect them as workers. And they're not talking about whether the next marginal tax rate should be 3.6% or whatever. They want good schools. They want the roads being fixed. They want broadband expanded so they've got high-speed internet access everywhere. They want affordable health care. If you're talking taxes or regulations when you say I'm identifying people's priorities, you're not serious. And then finally, he talked about how much he supports Donald Trump's plan on tariffs and says he's resetting the table on putting America first. Now, what that says to me is somebody who obviously is trying to get the Donald Trump endorsement, curry favor. That's one way of putting it. The way that I put it is more that he's gullible, that there's a lot of folks out there, especially in Congress right now, who will just go along with whatever they're hearing from Donald Trump and pretending like these tariffs and this trade war is going to work. It's not working, and it will not work. And again, the sooner we get more Republicans willing to speak independently about this, the sooner we can fix the damage Trump is already doing to the economy. We'll have more live from Chippewa Falls after the Midwest Farm Report here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Wrightlaw. Now, on this Monday morning, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us as well, as she does most Mondays at this time, but you can also hear her over the weekend on the new Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show across the Civic Media Radio Network on the app or locally on stations in Green Bay and Oshkosh. Dr. Lyerly, how was the show this weekend and how are you?
It was so good. I had an amazing conversation with my son, which just felt like... It was Abe. Wow. We did the Gen X thing, or Gen Z thing. Yeah. He taught us all about Gen Z and their outlook on the future, and I learned some new words. It was fun.
It's like you just met him or something. Like, I learned all this stuff. You see what happens when you can finally make one of your kids sit down and have a real conversation with you and not just, Abe, what'd you do today? Nothing. What'd you learn in school? Not much. How are you? Fine.
Yeah. No, not that. Abe is the one who talks, and he still taught me something. He teaches me things all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a reflection on mom, you know, that he's willing to do that for his mom on her radio show. How much grief from the other three going, I guess, we know who you love best, you know, which kid you put on your show first?
None, actually.
Because let me guess, the other three aren't beating down a door to get on mom's radio show.
Hey, mom, meet me on your podcast. Is it like Joe Rogan or something?
Yeah, they're just used to me. They just think that this is normal.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, they'll get a turn. That'll be entertaining for everybody.
It's like listening to like big time, like, huge movie people. They're like what do your kids think? Like, they don't care at all. Like, they're like, it's dad's job.
Yeah, completely nonplussed by it. Alicia writes on YouTube, your boys are great.
Yeah, they're great at something.
Yeah. And Tony puts up on YouTube, Pat, I saw your hammock photo. When I was in my hammock, it was a perfect day for it. Yes, it was. And Kristen, you're up in northern Minnesota where it was even warmer yesterday.
It was like 81 degrees 2 hours from the Canadian border.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the sunset is much later there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like 9 o'clock. It just felt like summer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
When I left here 2 weeks ago, the grass was brown. I was biking in boots and wearing wool tops. And yesterday it was a tank top and sandals.
Again, don't like the weather here. Wait 5 minutes. Theater seasons never last long. But I brought up the hammock photo because I was trying to sneak a nap in wherever I could yesterday after failing that sleep study, which apparently certain people are going to badger me until I continue to go take it again.
Oh, knock that off right there, because we care about you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to badger you.
Yeah.
I was talking about Sherry, but gosh, how nice that you two are going to join in on this too. That's great.
I have a question. Yeah. Is it hammock or hammock?
Hammock. Hammock.
Hammock.
Yeah.
Hammock. Pivot. What is
honey, I'm really tired. I'm going to go to the backyard and take a nap on the hammock.
That's what we called it. A hammock.
Yeah.
A hammock.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. You know what?
Riveting radio, everyone.
If you can rest in there, and I totally could in mine, it's a new one. And unlike I've had the cargo net ones, you know, the old style ones.
Yeah.
And this one's more of just like, it's almost like a pod. Yeah. You fall into it. The sides come up and almost envelop you, you know?
I've never been in a hammock in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have too many memories of cartoon wackiness.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm actually kind of surprised we kept ours because we're coming up in a week or two here on the 30th anniversary that we bought this house. So 30 years ago, we got this house on a lake. I can't wait to put up my very first ever hammock, or hammock, if you will. And we put that thing up, and it's glorious. And then like a month later, the kids are, you know, screwing around, one of the neighbor kids and my girls, and they're rocking it too much. And before I can say anything, it has flipped, and Samantha has fallen off, and it's clear to see that her arm is broken.
Oh, no.
Yes. So there we are on the way to the hospital. And yeah, you'd think at that point I'd go, maybe a hammock's not going to work out. But that so far, thankfully, has still been the only significant injury. There has been a time or two where I thought I had it tied to the trees more securely and did not. And my tailbone, you know, got a little surprise when the rope didn't hold. But yeah, very cartoonish.
You know, honestly, guys, you guys are not selling hammocks to me at all.
But apart from those two or three little episodes, many glorious afternoons have been spent there. I'll put the Brewer game on my phone and just, it's so nice. Just love it. Yeah.
It was a great toy for my kids in the backyard, and nobody ever broke in anything.
That's great. Good deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Yeah. None of your boys broke anything? Or just
not on a hammock.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, they're boys.
No, but, you know, speaking of cartoons, we were raking over the weekend because I got 10 yards of mulch. So we were putting that out, and I had the rake out, and my third son, Lindsay, put the rake out with the tines sticking up, like laid it down on the ground. And I said, hey, buddy, that's not a great idea. And he goes, Mom, this is not Looney Tunes.
All right.
Or Sideshow Bob isn't stepping by, you know? Like, no, that's...
And then I just think of young people just walking around looking at their phones going, no, nah, really? Whap-app!
Right. Did you like?
He wasn't actually raking anyway. He was mostly just sitting on the pile, looking at his phone.
So he didn't like for a split second, almost wish that like 5 minutes later he'd come and step on it, you know, learn his lesson the hard way.
Nope, I know how to deal with him. I just turned the rake over and just went on with my day.
Okay, all right, good for you. We've got a few different things in the news. We talked about Josh Showman, of course, his comments, and Alicia had a reaction to that, saying, well, how's he going to address the deficits in Manitowoc County, a rural, less affluent county? And the point that we were making, Kristen, is that he's talking about, you know, Washington County and how great things are there. Well, yeah, that's different than Shawano County or plenty of other counties where there are challenges that are exacerbated by a legislature that has very little interest in taking care of local units of government. You know, the people that used to tell you we're the party of local control are now giving local mandates and local restrictions on revenue. And I don't know that Washington County is really the example you want to use for what we need.
Local control is really important, and it is incredibly important to hear all of those individual voices. But when you're the governor for the whole state. And most of the state geographically is rural. And, you know, the big red flag for me from that interview was how supportive he was of President Trump and his tariffs, even at this stage in the game. I haven't talked to a single person who has said 100%, you know, full speed ahead, these tariffs are a great thing. The longer that they're on and the more conversations that I have with people, the more people are starting to understand what this means, not just for the now, but they're starting to see, you know, the comments that Trump made about Christmas and the dolls, how instead of maybe $30, you'll have two and maybe they'll cost a little bit more. We're even starting to see that messaging trickle out from the White House that we didn't see before. So these are, you know, at first there were no short-term impacts on us. Now we're starting to see some of these short-term impacts, but really the impacts are going to be long and they're going to be far reaching.
Not one of his best weeks out there. From saying, I don't really know if there should be due process, to, again, the $30 comment, like, well, maybe instead of $30, they should have two, which raises two questions. Either one, is that what your family is like, that you know, kids get 30 toys to open up at Christmas time? Or the other point is, you know, given that he does have grandchildren, like, he's the first grandfather in history that wishes for your grandkids to have fewer toys at Christmas than what they had. And then on top of all that, he's again, he loves the diversions. I get that it's a sideshow, but there are a lot of Catholics out there not real happy with him putting up the AI generated photo of himself as the Pope, having just come back from the Pope's funeral.
Yeah. Yes. And that was his site. He put that on the official POTUS site and the official White House site. Northeast Wisconsin, we've got a lot of Catholics. We're one of the most Catholic regions in the entire country. I posted a picture of that on my Facebook page yesterday, and the comments were so telling. And it's not just Catholics. People who are atheists and non-Catholics were commenting about how insulting it is. There was not a single person who thought that was a good idea.
Yeah. Except him. You know, he was just... Because, and of course, the next day, yesterday, on, you know, May the 4th be with you, he puts up an AI thing of himself looking like a Star Wars action hero.
Wasn't it Han Solo holding a lightsaber?
I feel it was Han Solo, and he had this big muscular chest, and it was just,
he also said
clownish.
He's going to impose 100% tariffs on movies not made in America. What do you know how expensive it is to make movies and like? Wisconsin is so expensive because they won't pass any tax breaks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's super expensive in California. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, again, the tax breaks that he's willing to support are the tax breaks that benefit him or something about him or his family, his cryptocurrency, whatever the case may be. And he'll, again, make these threats thinking that somehow it's going to bring movie production out of Canada or out of other places. And if just one movie, and it only takes one, if just one producer says, you know, instead of shooting in Vancouver, we're going to shoot back in Hollywood. He, of course, is going to claim victory and, you know, that he saved the economy. Much like his press person or one of his officials talked about, the president has already saved the lives of over 200 million Americans.
Oh.
By all the fentanyl that they seized at the border. As if, A, it was all going to come over, and B, every one of us was racing to go get a tablet or something. But
200 million, that's like 70% of the population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Says he's saved all of our lives already. Yeah. This was ridiculous as far as presidential foolery, Cassandra writes.
That's an amazing
on YouTube.
Quote.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's exhausting.
Oh, yeah. And it is, but... We then, if we're talking about the Pope picture or anything, again, we're getting away from the fact that he said he would fix all these things on day one, mm-hmm. and yet told Kristen Welker of NBC News on Meet the Press that he was okay with a recession. He'd be okay if things slowed down for a while.
Well, I guess we're going to find out in about 2.5 months.
Or sooner. I mean, the ports, you know, Seattle and others, they're empty at this point. And the store shelves are going to start to reflect it. And he continues to say, well, all these places are racing to make deals with Trump. And they're just not.
There aren't any deals. No deals have been made. Just like SpaceX has not put any rockets into space. You know, there are a lot of promises. Yeah. There are a lot of pictures. There's a lot of talk. There's not a lot of actual results.
Speaking of which, with SpaceX down there at the very southern tip of Texas, and their facility is just far enough away from South Padre Island that it's not actually a part of South Padre, but the little complex, which was in pretty much swampland before, the people who live there, and it's not many, but they have voted to form their own city so that they can kind of have their own local control. But again, the folks in the Rio Grande Valley there who've watched rockets explode multiple times are a little concerned about the governance that Elon Musk can play by whatever rules he wants. And if a rocket happens to fall on your house, well, what are you going to do?
You know? You should be so lucky. Keep it as a souvenir.
That's right. Those pesky, pesky regulations. Selena Heller will be joining us, and we have so much more. Congressional candidate Laura Benjamin is on the way. Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We'll talk to a guest from the Sierra Club as well, and Jane Matinere. Today's history lesson is next, as we always do, mornings, up north and live here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlau.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a slow skate, everybody.
Couple skate, everybody. Couple skate.
Okay, everybody's reunited on this Monday morning. Pat Kreitlau, Greg Bach, Kristen Lyerly, Selena Heller, and Whiskers Rear End right there in the camera for us.
Turned around. Better. Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to today's history lesson. We're reunited because it was on this day in 1979. The number one song was by Peaches and Herb.
God, I love this song.
Do you?
I do.
Pat's sleeping
leave this
now.
Up for him now. Yeah. let's see. Adele is 37 years old today.
Wow.
Michael Palin from Monty Python, 82. Brian Williams is 66, which seems young, but for a guy that had dinner with Winston Churchill, or whatever story Brian Williams will tell you.
Dang.
On this day in 1973, Secretariat won the Kentucky Derby. Oh. In a still track record at Churchill Downs, 159 2/5. He'd go on to win that Triple Crown. And again, that Belmont Stakes race is still one for the history books. Over the weekend, Christopher Cross had a birthday. One of the staples of Yacht Rock turned 64.
Oh, now I'm feeling more cheerful.
Yeah, see?
Uh-huh. See how Yacht Rock does that?
Yep.
I think we're going to make it.
Bing Crosby is born this day in 1903. Pete Seeger was born this day in 1919. Happy birthday to Frankie Valli. Still with us. He turns 91 years old today.
Oh, I love the Four Seasons.
Yep. Country singer Eric Church is 48 years old today.
That voice.
was good for a short time, and then we never heard from him again.
He's around.
Well, he's around, but I mean in terms of a big hit mic here. Also over the weekend, we celebrated the birth of the late, great James Brown, born this weekend in 1933.
Hey, James, you know that funk and soul you did in the 60s? We're going to muck it up with the 80s.
I don't know. I could have played any of his 60s or 70s stuff, but
I just think it's when artists from the 60s and 70s who have like rock or soulful sounds, and they get into the 80s, they're like, hey, we have this keyboard that will make all the sounds.
Well, think of Aretha Franklin.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
You know, as soon as you put her with George Michael and some other songs like Who's Zoomin' Who, and it's like, it works.
Yeah.
We've got talent that translates
there
in there. Let's see. On this day in 1886, in Milwaukee, workers marching for the right to have an 8-hour workday. were shot at by National Guardsmen in what became known as the Bayview Massacre.
Wow.
On this day in 1904, Cy Young of the Boston Americans threw the first perfect game in the modern era of baseball. Avril Lavigne had her one, her only number one hit this week in 2007.
Ah, there we go.
This was her only number one hit?
Yeah. Well, again, you know, the charts are fickle.
I guess.
And some songs, and some songs
are like complicated.
Mean.
Yeah. On this day in 1862, Mexico triumphed over French troops at the Battle of Puebla and now celebrates Cinco de Mayo, which at this point is way more popular in America than it is in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
It is used as an opportunity to celebrate Mexican-American culture or sales on tequila. It is often confused with Mexican Independence Day, but that is actually on September 16th. So happy Cinco de Mayo, for whatever significance it might be to you. This is National Tourism Week. We're going to be talking about ag tourism tomorrow with Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association and Hans Breitenmoser. It is Teacher Appreciation Week this week. And today is National Meeting Planners Appreciation Day. Hey, meeting planners, happy day to you. If you really want to make this day happy, next time, plan an email instead of a meeting. Because many of
We didn't get the good conference room. Many. Dang it.
We want donuts.
This one has a weird smell.
Selena, if you, do you want to weigh in on the current controversy for the show here? And tell us if you were to lay in something that was made of like cargo net material strung between two trees, what would you be lying in?
A hammock.
A hammock?
Did you say score hammock? One? Did you say score hammock one or hammock?
Score one for Kristen.
Hammock.
Now I
feel, she's thinking
now
about
I,
it.
Now I feel like we're saying, no, this is rigged. This election is stolen. We're done.
Because Andrew's on YouTube going, we've said the word now so many times it no longer has any meaning.
Hammock, bro.
Yep.
There's not even any meat in this thing.
Tony says, it's like how Greg is so talented. You can have a great morning show, a late morning show, and a late night relationship advice show coming soon. Oh, that's right. Dr. Love over here.
Dr. Love and Mr. Hart, we called it.
Yes.
Dan Hagen asked for some relationship advice for a friend, wink, and I gave him some advice. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, excuse me. You didn't listen. You don't know. It was good advice.
I'm trying to think. Was it good advice?
He was talking about just getting out of a relationship and whether or not it was a good idea to start dating. And I said, were you the dumper or was your friend the dump or the dumpee? And if you're the dumpee, it's good to wait a little bit and heal and relax and find what you need to find. And don't just jump back in.
Love happens when it happens,
exactly.
Greg.
Exactly. Well, but you can't force it either by trying new things like that. It just, I don't know.
Look at it. Tony's on YouTube.
It's called...
Greg gave very good advice, Cassandra. It was very good advice, Greg.
Thank you.
So there you are.
Even if you're in either of the positions, shouldn't you wait?
Well, actually, what I said was you should also be honest. You should be honest with the person you're going on a date with and let them know. Because if I'm going out with somebody like that, I'd be like, oh, I'm a rebound. Awesome. So... Yeah.
So when's the statute of limitations run out on rebound? Mm-hmm. When are you no longer a rebound? Aren't you always if you're the first one, no matter when it is?
Well, if you're like decades after, then no.
Well, I mean, some folks are a little faster on the draw than others, shall we say?
Yes, they are.
In terms of getting back into the market, Selena's back with us to talk a bit about a drag performer encouraged at some of the increased representation from the LGBTQ community in the Wisconsin legislature.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.